Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
808, here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
He likes to hang and bang.
Lugie.
After hours, Positive Tommy in prime time. The Yankees have made a trade. They've traded for Ryan Weathers, starting pitcher. Actually, former son of former Yankee and Met David Weathers. So a little connection here to the New York area. And I'm not overly surprised by this. The Yankees were in the market for another starting pitcher. I thought they might make a move or an offer for Sandy Alcantara. Maybe the Marlins don't want to move off that. But this gives the Yankees depth. They have some early season question marks with a couple of starters that are banged up going into the year. So this allows you to, you know, Weathers can step in right out of the gate. And he gives you insurance on pitchers because starters get hurt. And you can never have enough starting pitchers. And it allows you maybe to flip other guys. You know, Luis Gil, is he a guy that ultimately ends up getting dealt? I would imagine. And I'll do this again and I'll do this smoothly. Cam Schlittler, I would imagine, is untouchable. At this point, I wouldn't deal him. But I think that because of Schlittler, it opens up the possibility of trading Luis Gil. Like if I was thinking of trading for Sandy Alcantara, I would say, all right, Gil, Austin Wells, McMahon. McMahon on an expiring deal. Wells, yeah, he's your catcher, but you could put Ben Rice at catcher, and then you can find a first baseman. And that's what I thought maybe in the way I was thinking of the Yankee offseason, you could put Kyle Tucker at first base. And speaking of Kyle Tucker, coming up in the next 25 minutes or so, we will get into the Kyle Tucker situation with the Mets that is heating up. We're on Kyle Tucker watch. They have made an offer to him, and I think it will cut through a lot of the narratives, false narratives, about the Mets and why I believe they have to go out and get Kyle Tucker here. They're being aggressive. They're involved with their Dodgers, Blue Jays. These are two teams that are just in the World Series, Dodgers, back-to-back champs. You can't get outbid by these teams. It's time to be aggressive because Kyle Tucker is a perfect fit for the Mets. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go. A lot of football here. Mike Tomlin, Joe Burrow. That's my dream combination for the Jets. They have all these first-round, second-round picks. They have a ton of assets. Be aggressive. Pick up the phone. Try to get Joe Burrow to New York. Try to get Mike Tomlin to New York. If you have the coach, if you have the quarterback, you're cooking with gas. And as far as the Giants, we sit and wait as many former Giants, whether it's Dable, whether it's Eli, whether it's Coughlin, they have reached out to John Harbaugh as part of the recruiting process. Let's go to Jackson in Queens. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, Lugie. Yo. Lugie!
Hey, what are you saying?
Lugie! There we go. All right, I want to know, why are you a little bit dead on John Harbaugh for as the coach for the Giants? Because I would have thought you would be the number one supporter for, you know, bringing John Harbaugh here right away, but you don't really seem to, like, who do you want?
Well, I've
if you don't want John Harbaugh, like, why would you rather Mike McCarthy? That doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, Mike McCarthy was my guy from the get-go. And this was, of course, before Harbaugh was made available. And once Harbaugh was made available, I am cool with either one. I am just trying to point out the fact that people dismiss McCarthy and they anoint Harbaugh, but their resumes are identical. And I think both gentlemen
McCarthy looks kind of like a stooge when he's on Pat McAfee's show. Like, he doesn't really look like a leader of men. Like,
I think that's part of it, Jackson, is because we've speculated, could it be the fact that he went to the Cowboys, he joined the circus there, and he's got the stench on him. And then others have wondered, you know, look, Harbaugh, he's got the good jawline and he's put together. And Mike McCarthy's 8x10 is not exactly inspiring. And he's more of a player's coach. And the feel is, you know what, the Giants need a disciplinarian. They need a program builder. I also think that Mike McCarthy is more obtainable. I mean, you are competing with a lot of teams. Harbaugh has his pick of the litter. McCarthy should, too, based on his resume, but he doesn't.
But I do think Harbaugh wants to be a Giant, and I think we should attract him here. I think this is the place for him to go, I think.
Well,
you know, it's like a match made in heaven.
Well, no. Jackson, the Giants are. And I think they're being probably a little too aggressive. Whether it's Chris Mara going to Harbaugh's house for lunch, Tom Coughlin calling up Harbaugh. They even got Brian Daboll, which is very classy by Daboll. And I've been hard on Brian Daboll through the years. That's a very classy move to call. He could tell the Giants to go kick rocks. Brian Daboll called John Harbaugh to tell him how great the Giants are and why he should take the job. Eli Manning called. Upper management, like I said, the Maras, John, Chris, they're all involved. Joe Shane. Everything outside of Jackson Dart, like John Cusack, and Say Anything with the boombox over his head outside the window. I mean, they've tried and are doing everything they can to recruit John Harbaugh. And I wonder out loud, and I'll equate this to dating. Sometimes, especially if you know you got a lot to offer, right? Like, it's one thing if you're, and we've all been in these kind of spots at times, where you're feeling a little desperate, you know, for whatever reason, and you double text the girl. Or you throw your oar out in the water, and you're on a dating app, and you're trying to get a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fish in the sea, and you're hoping to attract some. And you just come off, and you reek of desperation. And then there's times in life where you have it all together, good job, you're working out, whatever, the hair's looking good, you're all, everything, all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed. And you're confident. And that's what the Giants should be, because they have a young franchise quarterback, they have a offensive line that's played this past year the best it has in years. They have a number one wide receiver. They have an excellent running back room. They have what should be a top five defensive line. Young nucleus, New York City, one of the most proud, successful franchises in the NFL. They shouldn't be acting like they're desperate, but they are acting that way. And I think they're being too aggressive. And sometimes you could scare somebody off like that. Like, maybe you would have gotten a date from the girl, but you double texted her. You called her after midnight. You called her when you were drunk. You brought up a previous relationship, and you guys haven't even gone on a date yet. Rosenberg knows all these things. He's done all the don'ts throughout his life. But you people listening out there, you know what happens. You know, there's times where you got the fish on the reel, and you're reeling it in, and you say or do something dumb because you're being too aggressive. You're not playing it cool. And usually people that are confident and have all those things going together, they're handsome, they're tall, they're this, they got a good job, they got a nice car, they got over 50,000 Instagram followers, whatever the case may be. Good 401k. They got it all going on. They act that way. They act confident. Because you know what? John Harbaugh will want the Giants because of everything we have. We don't need to have former players and coaches call. Brian Daboll just got fired and you got this guy calling Harbaugh. It's reeking of desperation. I think it's too aggressive, and you could scare him off. That's just my mindset here. You don't want to be too passive. Like, you don't want to be like, well, because then there's those guys that never make a move, and they get in the friend zone. Rosie also knows a lot about that. And once you're in the friend zone, you never get out of it. I mean, Rosenberg's made a living off of being in the friend zone. Not a zone you want to be in. Because let's be honest, everybody that's been in the friend zone, you didn't want to be in the friend zone. You got in the zone to get really in the zone, and you ended up in the friend zone because you weren't aggressive. You didn't make a move. I'll go shopping with you. I'll go to Target. I'll go to a movie. No, dummy. Make a move. But don't be too aggressive. It's that perfect blend of we're confident. We know what we have here. We want you. You want us. But there's a game. Just like in dating. There's a little bit of a give and take. It's flirting. It's courting. And you don't want to come off desperate. And you don't want to come off too pushy and too aggressive. Money talks, situation talks, everything talks here. I mean, who is Tiki calling him next? Hey, John Harbaugh, it's Tiki. I mean, is Tiki going to sell him too? I mean, I think he gets it. Like, how many times? He's probably looking at the phone now going, another giant is calling me?
This is Tiki Barber.
Tell him I'm busy, honey. They keep calling the house. They're like telemarketers. And I get it. The Giants, they obviously want to hire John Harbaugh. I'm having a little fun with it. But you get the idea. I worry. This is from worry, too. Even though I think McCarthy would be a good hire as well. I'm worried that they're trying too hard. And they might scare him off. Because he has a lot of options. That's the other thing of this, too. My wife has a great analogy when it comes to dating. And I'm not even sure if it fits, but I just think it's a great analogy. She says, like, when you go out and meet a girl, sometimes if you were to equate her to a taxi, sometimes the girl doesn't have her light on, meaning she's not interested in dating. You could do whatever the heck you want, and it doesn't matter. Some would say that now about Mike Tomlin. Like, he wants to take off. He wants to go do TV. His light's not on. Harbaugh's light's on, all right? It's okay. He wants to get married. It's all good. You don't have to be this pushy. Because it just reeks of desperation. And it reeks of different people calling. Like, just have a strong front, call, have the meeting, sell him on the team. We know what we have here. Sometimes you could go too much the extra mile, and you could blow the situation up and screw it up. Like I said, they keep calling his house. He's probably like, oh, honey, just tell him I'm out mowing the lawn or something. I'm out playing golf. How many more people? I already talked to Eli Manning. Put Michael Strahan on hold. I don't want to talk to him. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Vinny in Wayne, New Jersey. What's up, Vinny?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good, good. Everything's good. What's happening?
Harbaugh, in my opinion, is a pipe dream right now for the Giants. Why would on earth would he want to coach a team that kept Joe Shane? He's lost 45 games. He's lost 45 games since 2022. And the guy's still the GM of his team. We've got good young talent, and mm-hmm. we've kept a GM who's done nothing but lose. We failed Barkley.
Yeah, but
failed Daniel Jones.
But, Vinny, I know you don't like Joe Shane, but if Joe Shane is what's standing in the way of John Harbaugh coming here, then Joe Shane's going to be gone.
We had the opportunity to do it now, and we didn't do it.
Right.
Mara kept him.
Right, but I think that there's a lot of circumstances that go into that, and I think if the right, and this was before Harbaugh became available, if John Harbaugh has a formal meeting or has a conversation with somebody that says, listen, I want Shane out of here, I want more control, or I want my guy in here, clearly, based on the way they've been so aggressive, they're going to get rid of Joe Shane.
I don't know, man. In your opinion, if we don't get Harbaugh, who's the next best, in your opinion? Because I don't see it happening. And I'm a biggest Giants fan. I bleed blue.
Mike McCarthy.
I bleed pinstripe. I bleed orange and blue for the Knicks. Who do you think is the best after Harbaugh? Because he's the best available right now.
Mike,
no doubt.
Mike McCarthy.
Okay, I don't disagree with you. What about John Gruden?
I don't think Gruden is... Now, there are a lot of job opportunities out there. I don't think Gruden is going to get a gig. Now, he comes with a lot of... You know, things where he's won and he could build the program up. I just don't, Vinny, I don't think Belichick and Gruden are the options here. And that's why I don't want to breathe a lot of life into Belichick or a lot of life into Gruden. Because they are so, in my opinion, unrealistic. Doesn't mean that they wouldn't be qualified or great hires. I just don't see it happening. I think it's Wally Backman to the Mets type of talk, which is just, you know, a trope. That I don't really want to fall into here. You could call and ask me about it, but I'm going to give you the same answer. So it would be Harbaugh. It would be McCarthy. And if not, geez, if I was the Giants, call up Pittsburgh and be like, what's it going to take to get Tomlin? Because, yeah, he wants to go sit there and be on TV unless the perfect situation came about. And then he'd work it out with the Steelers. And we know the relationship that the Steelers have with the Giants. There are a lot of great options out here. And if it got past that, then I need a guy with experience, but I'm not hiring Kevin Stefanski because he has bad experience. He had a bad experience with a bad organization with a losing culture where he lost. One playoff win, first year, very reminiscent of Brian Daboll. Won the coach of the year, big deal. That's a superlative in the yearbook. Everybody's buddy, class clown, best looking. Go ask anybody that won that award. They probably don't even remember they won it. Oh, he won the coach of the year again. Big deal. Put it on toilet paper. Doesn't matter. He won one playoff game and has an under 500 record. That's all that matters to me. And he's not a winner. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Damien is in Far Rockaway. What's up, Damien?
Hi, good night, Tommy.
Hey, what's happening?
Good night. Listen, I want to say this, right? I watch college football. Right? The Jets, my team, the Jets, just went through a disastrous season. I sat through a whole month of December watching them get blown out after blown out after blown out. Okay? We got all these picks. We have to build this thing back from the stud back up. You cannot trade away picks to get Joe Burrow with that contract and he's always hurt. How can you do that?
Well, because Joe Burrow, yes, he has gotten hurt throughout his career. It doesn't mean he's going to continue to get hurt, Damien, and I appreciate the call. And the credentials and the talent that Joe Burrow brings to the table, been to a Super Bowl, went to another championship game, beat the Chiefs when they were down big in that game, and Mahomes. Like, teams don't do that. Josh Allen's the best player in the NFL. He hasn't done that in the playoffs. Won in college at LSU. Is a top five quarterback in the league. You take your chances, just like the Rams did with Stafford. When everyone's like, oh, he's a loser, he's on the Lions, he's terrible, you know, he doesn't win. They're on their way to potentially winning another Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford. And they have McVay, and they have Stafford. So the Jets could have Tomlin and Burrow, and maybe, just maybe, 10, 15 years from now, we are reminiscing and talking about the Jets winning a Super Bowl. Maybe just getting to the playoffs. I mean, that would be a start. How about having a record over 500? Would also be a start. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. And the focus here for me is Kyle Tucker and the Mets. A report came out today that the Mets have offered him $50 million a year on what presumably is a shorter contract, like a three-year deal. Dodgers involved, Blue Jays involved. Number one, this cuts through the narrative, and it's a false narrative, but I want people to hear this that don't understand it, that the Mets don't spend money. They do spend money. They're willing to give Tucker $50 million a year. $50 million. They want to spend money. They gave Devin Williams $51 million. They gave Polanco $40 million. They gave Weaver $22 million. Now, short-term contracts, absolutely. They don't want to give out a lot of years. What, unless it's Soto, Yamamoto, they don't want to go past like 3 years. But in terms of money, they will spend. So the idea that they don't spend is a false narrative. They want to give Kyle Tucker $50 million a year, and I would do it. And if I'm Steve Cohen, if I'm David Stearns, and Stearns met the media today, and he expressed that he understands and has heard the frustrations from Met fans. And I think this, look, I wanted Edwin Diaz back. I think Diaz wanted the Dodgers more than the Mets. The Alonso thing is very complicated, very tricky, and I was sad to see him go, but he's not here, and when you look at the moves they have made, I like the moves. But the centerpiece and what would tie, the rug really ties the room together. What would tie the room together here in the offseason together is Kyle Tucker. He's in his prime. He's a five-tool player. He's great defensively. He can help you win baseball games multiple different ways. I would absolutely do whatever it takes within the confines of what the Mets' plan is. If it's a long-term offer and that's what the Blue Jays are offering him and you don't want to go 7 years, then we could have that discussion whether the Mets are in the right about that. But if it's a short-term deal, because you know what? The Dodgers are then involved. You better outbid the Dodgers. Don't allow the Dodgers to walk in here, throw their championships on the ground, throw their money around, and steal Kyle Tucker from you. The Mets have money on top of money on top of money. The owner's a billionaire. Stearns wants to spend the money. He wants to do it short-term contract-wise. So you know what? Up the money. If $50 million isn't enough, make it more. If you have to add maybe one more year and negotiate a little bit, do it. Tucker is the perfect replacement for Pete. Five tool, great defensively, prime of his career, and would give the Mets a big-time bat to put in the middle of the order with Juan Soto. It's a no-brainer. It needs to get done. It should get done. I applaud the Mets for being aggressive here and sort of letting the dust settle from a week that everybody was, except for Positive Tommy, that was mad at him about Diaz leaving, about Alonso leaving. Now that that has quieted down, they have put themselves in prime position to sign Kyle Tucker. And maybe Tucker views it as, I don't want to...
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Get bogged down in Toronto, or for some reason he doesn't see it as a fit, and it's just a short-term deal where he can bet on himself. I mean, he's going to be making a ton of money. He made $50 million, so, I mean, we're not talking, that's a lot of boxes of ziti. It's not chump change. On a three-year deal, maybe even an opt-out, 2 years with an opt-out, 4 years, 3 years, you know, opt-out after the three. And then after that, you're still only 32, 33 years old. You can still get a big deal after that. So if I'm Kyle Tucker, I would be interested in that. But don't allow the Dodgers to walk in here and be the bully on the block. Bully them back. You want to dethrone them, which I want the Mets to do? You want to knock them off? You want to beat them? Then when it comes to Kyle Tucker, who arguably was the best offensive player in free agency, Pete's the better home run hitter. I get that. But when we're looking at all the facets of a baseball game and everything you could do on a baseball field, Kyle Tucker is better. Get him. Put him in the middle of this order. Spend the money in terms of, like, they want to spend the money, but if you have to go up a little bit more, do everything you can to get him within the confines of your plan and your structure. So short-term deal. If you don't want to go longer and you don't want to go to the heights of the Blue Jays, but and if he doesn't want that, meaning if it comes down to Dodgers Mets and it's short-term deal and it's about how much money per year, outbid them. Buy a lot, clear the number, and get Kyle Tucker to Queens. Let's go to Harry in Mineola. What's up, Harry?
Hey, Lukey, thanks for taking the call. I loved watching the show on my way home from school with Evan and Tiki and Sean, and I'm so happy for you to have your own show.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I just want to jump right into Kyle Tucker, and I'm wondering if the Mets are so persistent on getting Kyle Tucker and achieving this great feat of saving the offseason, why would they be hesitant to outbid the Dodgers and give him that long-term deal? If Kyle Tucker's the guy that we want, why aren't we sending everything we have at him?
Well, because so far, Harry, unless it's Juan Soto or Yamamoto, Stearns has been unwilling to go past, you know, 3 years. He doesn't want to sign guys to long-term deals unless they are players that they identify that are worth it. Now, would you consider Juan Soto worth it? I would. Would you consider Yamamoto worth it? Yes, definitely. Kyle Tucker, I think he's great, and it's not my plan. I would hand out 12-year deals, but I would be crazy with this stuff, Harry. I would be like fantasy baseball and just sign this guy, do everything in your power, but I'm not the GM. I'm just positive Tommy. I'm just a caveman. I understand what they're doing, and it sounds like Kyle Tucker is not one of those players that they are willing to go the long-term deal, but they are willing to pony up the money. $50 million reportedly a year. $50 million. So let's say a 3-year deal, that's $150 million. And then Tucker's in his early 30s at the end of the deal, and maybe he signs another short-term deal with the Mets, or he could get a long-term contract. Especially with the DH in both leagues, you could play till your early 40s. Great defensively. Just does everything. He fills up the box score, and he is exactly what this team needs. Because when you put together the chess pieces, you got the chessboard, you say, all right, okay. Simeon, really the replacement for Jeff McNeil. I know a lot of people think it's for Nimmo. It's not. Simeon is the McNeil replacement, not the Nimmo replacement. Simeon's not playing left field. He's playing second base. Polanco, he's not the Pete Alonso first replacement. Jorge Polanco doesn't play first base. I know everybody that can talk wants to tell you that he's the first baseman. He doesn't play first base. I think he's going to be the DH, Polanco, because he's a guy that's gotten hurt a lot throughout his career, and that's a way to keep him healthy, because it's a lot harder to get hurt when you're sitting on the bench eating sunflower seeds. Maybe you could bite your tongue and you're bleeding, but other than that, it's difficult to get injured. And then I think Polanco could spell guys at third base, Beatty, or Simeon at second base. So again, athletic, good locker room guy, and can fill multiple positions, including DH, which the Mets need to, because, I mean, I love Vientos, but I don't think the Mets love Vientos like I do, that's for sure. So Polanco would be that guy. And then you see, all right, did they open up an avenue for Carson Benj or Jet Williams for one of the spots in the outfield? Yes. And that would be, in a sense, your Nimmo replacement. And if Williams or Benj are both, or either one, are great, nobody is going to even blink an eye thinking about Brandon Nimmo. And that's where Tucker comes in. And now that's your third outfielder. A guy could also DH, play first base, gives you that versatility. Big bat in the middle of the order. Perfect. Let's go to Mike in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Tommy. So I think Kyle Tucker is the domino that needs to fall for the Mets. And they may have to go to a fourth year, and I think they will. But if you get Tucker, then...
No, I'm glad you said that, too, because right now you think it's three, and I agree with you. I think 4 years is still... It's like one of those things when you're buying a car. It's like, all right, you're stretching it out a little bit more, but I really want this car. I'll go to four. Or maybe four with a 3-year with an opt-out in the fourth year, that type of thing.
Yeah. So I mean, if they get Tucker, then what they can do is freeze them up to bring up an outfield prospect. So then that is taken care of. Yep. Then they could sign a defensive first baseman. Then they could work on a trade for a starting pitcher.
Yeah, Freddy Peralta comes to mind.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if the starters are good enough, then they can take Clay Holmes and move him to the bullpen. So it does create like this domino effect. So I'm hoping they can get Tucker and then move on to the other things.
Sure. Yeah, no, Mike, I think you laid it out there perfectly. I still would like to see Clay Holmes as a starter, but I understand where you're coming from because of the bullpen. And, I mean, Minter, Raley, Weaver, Williams, that's a good bullpen. You might not have Edwin Diaz at the back end of it, but I feel very confident in that foursome at the back end of my bullpen. And I think Clay Holmes really showed that he could be a damn good starter. Like that for considering Holmes from a reliever to a starter, he had an excellent season. Excellent. And gave you a great start at the end of the year against the Marlins and put the Mets in a position last game of the year to get in the playoffs. So I like Holmes in the rotation. But Freddie Peralta, and based on a report I saw earlier in the week, the Brewers are looking for a major league player ready. I love Vientos, but I don't think the organization does, so he could be a name that comes to mind. I don't think they're going to move off Beatty because he's their third baseman. And now when you're losing, like, Bregman's not out there, so the backup options, not that Bregman's a backup, but the options you would put at third base are, you know, there's less options. But you're right, and I think you used the word domino and the flexibility, and that's exactly what the Mets are doing. They're bringing in players that can perform multiple tasks and play multiple different positions because it gives you that flexibility and it allows you to move the pieces on the chessboard. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I see your calls up here on the Jets, on the Giants, Kyle Tucker, the Mets. We'll get into all that. We got a lot of time here. I got you till midnight. It's after hours. It's Positive Tommy and Prime Time. Plus, coming up at 10 o'clock, we have before we do that, there's something I want to do for the audience here. So if we ever get, and it's late night, so it doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, when we have breaking news on this show, much like on Evan and Tiki, where they break the glass, we will have a sound effect on this show that the producer will play to alert me that there is breaking news. Now, I don't trust them, but I'm going to try to trust them to be able to decipher what is worthy of breaking news and what is not worthy of breaking news. And I have Paulie sitting there with a very puzzled look on his face, but I do trust him. Meaning, if the Coyotes still around in Phoenix? No, they moved. If the Utah Woolly Mammoth?
Yes.
Yes. If they trade somebody to Calgary, the Flames, I don't care. Do not play the sound. Text your buddies about that. That's cool. Don't bore the audience with it. But let's just say, I don't know, if Kyle Tucker signs with the Mets, you will hear this. And that will be the sound that alerts everybody that we have breaking news, and then we're off to the races. You'll get my take on it. All right? And then coming up at 10 o'clock, brand new segment here on After Hours. It's called Ask Tommy Anything. Pretty self-explanatory, but I'll explain it. We'll line up the calls, and you can even hit me up on Twitter about it, at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer. And it's your chance to ask me anything. Now, there's a few topics that I'm not going to touch. We're not going to touch. You could probably figure out what they are, but Rosie will screen you, and he'll tell you, yeah, we're not going there. But 99.9% of the topics are on board here. It doesn't have to be sports-related. It could be whatever you want. It's your chance. And if it goes well, maybe it's a nightly thing. Maybe it's a weekly thing. More likely a weekly thing. Or when we have open nights, which means I'm on 7 to 12. But let's see how it goes. I'm excited for it. It gets to know me better. I get to know you better. We get to know each other. And it can be a fun little segment here. All right? 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. So that'll be coming up at 10 o'clock. It's After Hours. It's Positive Tommy and Prime Time here on 844 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Yankees. Well, hold on a second. That was obviously Negative Tommy, which is a character from Bad Tiki, who is a AI sentient being that wasn't the real Tommy Lugauer, because the real Tommy Lugauer would never say anything like that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Positive Tommy in Prime Time. So I pride myself on my takes, and I know a lot of you like them, and a lot of you don't like them, and that's okay. You don't have to agree. You don't have to disagree. But I just, you know, I want you to feel something when I say it. And I want to, you know, spark debate and have a conversation. And that's why we're here. I gotta be honest, though. This one I wish I thought of. There is a gentleman on hold. And Rosie was telling me about this off air. I wish I had this take. Because when I saw that Brian Daboll called John Harbaugh, I was like, that's a pretty classy thing to do. Like, that's really, like, he doesn't have to do that. He was fired from the Giants. I understand the Giants are a family organization, a classy organization. From everything you hear about Brian Daboll, cool dude. But if my former employer asked me to do something like this, like, he's the replacement. like you are calling your replacement to tell, you know, how great things were. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, just think about it. If you've been like divorced and like the guy that's like marrying your wife, you're like calling him saying, yeah, that's how great my wife is. Just odd. And I thought it was a classy move by Dable. That's all I thought it was. But then I realized that John and Nanuet might have it figured out here. And John, I wish I thought of this because it's a great take and an interesting take. And I can't wait to talk about it. What do you think, or why do you think Brian Dable called Harbaugh?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, I'm great, man. Thank you for making it. I just gave a big, long wind-up.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And set up there for your call, because I'm aware of what you're going to bring up, and I think it's a very, very interesting take. So the audience has been prepared. They know what's going on. So lay it on us.
I was just thinking, you know, Brian Dable is this guru who, you know, he gets a lot of credit for Josh Allen, and maybe he's calling Harbaugh saying, listen, this is a great organization, and if you keep me on board, I can make Jackson Dart into the next Josh Allen, and we can win some championships. That was just kind of my train of thought with him making that phone call.
John, it's a great take. It's a great take. Now, if I'm Brian Dable, and I don't think he's going to get a head coaching job, there have been links to the Raiders, which is obviously Fernando Mendoza, which who wouldn't jump at the opportunity to be his offensive coordinator? Now that there's a job opening in Philly, could Brian Dable go there? It's a tricky situation. I don't know where Dable's head's at. But I would want Brian Dable as the Giants' offensive coordinator. Absolutely. So if Brian Dable is open to being the Giants' OC and working with, because I don't think it's something to be underneath, it could be with, just like Josh McDaniels works with Mike Vrabel and the Patriots and Drake May,
If Brian Daboll is open to being the offensive coordinator of the Giants, then I'm open to it. And if that's the reason why he called, then great. Then great. Like, it is on the surface a little bit awkward. I apologize to the audience. So I go by Loogie, and right now I have a Loogie. So it's weird when you're solo. Like, I just hit the cough button a couple times, but if a guy named Loogie was to go down on the air choking on the Loogie, that would be an unfortunate situation.
Loogie!
That would be quite ironic. Actually, and it's funny because I told our producers here that there is something that they should play anytime that I am either choking on the air on a Loogie or that I lose my voice. It's just a reset, and as I'm doing right now, as I'm struggling, it's just something that they could hit to help me as I catch my breath. Hi, this is Tommy from the past. Present Tommy is having a tough time catching his breath right now, so we are going to take a slight pause from After Hours. Both present Tommy along with future Tommy would like me to remind you that he is a generational talent and that you should always stay positive. The Knicks have dudes, the Knicks have dogs, and they will always do damage. Oh, and one final thing. If anyone out there listening right now has Sydney Sweeney's phone number, please pass that along to future Tommy. If not, we will take Tiffany Amber Thiessen's as a backup. Thank you. We now return you to After Hours.
Yes. Loogie!
So if Brian Daboll wants to be the offensive coordinator for the Giants, I'm all for it. It is a weird, like, on the surface, like, if you just heard that on the surface, it's weird. It's like, the girl dumps you, you remain friends, you're in that friend zone, she gets married, you're still single, and she invites you to the wedding, you don't even have a date, and you show up. But if you're Daboll and you know you're only going to get an OC job anyway, and you love Jackson Dart and you love the organization, and you know that being a head coach is very difficult, like, not everybody's cut out to be a head coach. It's not for everyone. It's very hard. It's very demanding. OC, more of a fun job. You get to work hand in hand with Jackson Dart. You get to build that relationship. And you get a lot of credit. Like, coordinators get credit when they win the Super Bowl. Like, people recognize that. You can make the Hall of Fame by being a great coordinator. So if Brian Daboll, like our caller, and I want to give him the credit for it, John and Nanuet brought up, if the reason Brian Daboll called John Harbaugh, is it because he wants to be on the staff, then I'm all for that. Because I think Brian Daboll is a great offensive coordinator. I think he's a great offensive mind. He obviously selected in the sense of he picked out Jackson Dart, and then Joe Shane made the selection. But Brian Daboll, that's his guy. Jackson Dart, and maybe he feels like it's unfinished business, and he wants to see this thing through. So that is now you're putting on your thinking shoes. Now you're putting on your thinking cap, and I look forward to the midday show ripping this topic off from me. I do, and making it like it's their own.
You wonder if that ever happened before? A team fires their head coach, and the next year the new head coach wants to bring on the fired head coach as any coordinator of any kind.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened before. Maybe like through the history of the NFL, it has, maybe back in the day, because I think it's there are hard feelings sometimes and bad feelings. And also, if you get fired, you want to be like a head coach, or you just want a fresh start. But I think because of the situation, and it's so unique with Jackson Dart, and that was Dable's guy, and I think Brian Daboll maybe at his core feels like, I am an offensive coordinator. That's my role in life, and that's where I'm best suited. And where would I be best suited? I already have my family here. I don't have to move. I'm familiar with the organization. I'm familiar with the quarterback. I love everything about, and I don't have to deal with all the nonsense. No one's going to be screaming about me, especially if Harbaugh is the supreme leader at the top. Yeah, I think we're on to something here. Perhaps Brian Daboll made the call to say, look, it's great. Dart's great. Ownership's great. The town is great. You got to go to the original Ray's Pizza. It's on 8th Avenue between 6th and 7th. That's the original one. And by the way, hire me as the offensive coordinator. I mean, makes sense, right? I think that was a brilliant point. Like I said, I look forward to somebody using that during the day tomorrow. 888-808-1019 is your phone. So really, get ahead of this, digital. 888, not the part where I'm choking. And the little interruption there, which you'll hear from time to time. We have the breaking news sounder, which that you'll hear when we have breaking news. And then because I'm doing essentially a solo show, there will be times, 5 hours a night, where I am either out of breath or I'm losing my voice, or in this instance, the guy named Loogie choking on a Loogie. And when that happens, you'll hear that little disclaimer. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Greg in, let's go to Greg in Huntington. There he is. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Tommy?
Good. What's happening?
All right, so last year, the year before that, when Philadelphia lost their offensive coordinator, I forgot where he went to be a coach, basically Jalen Hurts started playing poorly, and they were blaming it on Sirianni. They're blaming it on
Kellen Moore, who went to the Saints, and obviously he did a great job with Tyler Shuck this year, and he really took him from whatever he was, a third-round pick or whatnot, and he played him into a potential rookie of the year.
He did. So now we go through this year, and Philadelphia doesn't play great. Obviously, they're out in the wild card round. So my thought is, why not make a run at Jalen Hurts? Because if we could offer up a couple of draft picks,
mm-hmm.
I mean, as a Jets fan,
yep.
All right, go to him and say, hey, yeah. We'd love to take Jalen off. Or maybe they want to give Jalen, because we knew there was rumblings in the background. You know, when the vultures are flying, it's time to go see what kind of meat's on the ground. That's what I'm talking about. So I think that is, if you want to talk about Burrow, let's talk about Hurts. I think he's as good, if not better, because he doesn't really get hurt like Burrow has. He may be a little bit harder to work with, but on the other hand, he's got a Super Bowl underneath his ring. We know he can play.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. I appreciate the call, and I love the take. Jalen Hurts won a Super Bowl, outplayed Mahomes in the Super Bowl that he lost, but he was the better quarterback on that field that day, and he would have been the MVP, and he would have two Super Bowls right now. I think Jalen Hurts would be an excellent fit. I think you're right, whether it's the loss of Kellen Moore or just bad vibes there in Philly with A.J. Brown, with Sirianni, bad mix, and just a marriage that's headed for a breakup, or a relationship ready for a breakup, or just teammates that are ready to just move on from each other because they can't stand each other. And they've won, but you know they almost have won in spite of each other. So I'm all for that. And I think the Jets should be interested. I know I mentioned Burrow, but I've also mentioned Hurts, and I've mentioned Justin Herbert. Herbert, to me, is a guy that I don't know if he totally profiles as the QB that Jim Harbaugh would want as the guy running his offense. I know that was a big sticking point to sign on the dotted line to coach the Chargers. But after a lot of playoff not success, and you think it's like not the guy you want because he is not going to run the offense, you know, ground and pound, smash mouth style, where Herbert, I think, would be better suited in a run and gun, throwing it all over the place, wide open type of situation. And he's a top 10 level arm talent. I mean, Herbert, say what you want about him in terms of not having the greatest playoff performances. In the regular season, he's terrific. And he was in the MVP conversation early on this year. And I think the Jets would be lucky to have him or Joe Burrow or Jalen Hurts. Let's go to Bruce in Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Good, good. What's happening?
Well, the other day we talked about, you know, Mike McCarthy coming to the Giants. That was my preferred choice. But if they could keep Dable as the OC mm-hmm. and bring in Harbaugh, I think that would be great. But that's not really why I wanted to call. I had two things. One was about the Jets, because I don't hate the Jets. Why wouldn't the Jets now, with all the available quality head coaching candidates, why would they not admit that they made a mistake with Glenn and you know, get rid of him and try for somebody else, like a Harbaugh, like a Tomlin, you know, like a McCarthy? I don't understand that. And the other thing about the Giants is, where do you think they should pick at number 5? Offense, defense? What do you think?
Okay, so a couple things there. You're spot on with the Jets as far as the head coaching thing. I think the idea of Woody Johnson bringing back Aaron Glenn because, hey, it's 1 year, as bad as it was, and it was bad. Worse than anything you could imagine from an Adam Gase or a Richie Kotite coach team. It was horrible. It's only 1 year. And you can't fully evaluate a coach in 1 year. Doesn't mean Aaron Glenn's going to turn out to be great. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. But 1 year isn't enough to make that determination. That being said, when all of a sudden Harbaugh's out there, when all of a sudden maybe you could get Tomlin in a trade, when all of a sudden, you know, Mike McCarthy's sitting out there, it just changes things. And who knows, maybe some more firings occur, and the free agency head coaching pool gets even better and deeper. And the Jets are just sitting there going, all right, we're going to now, like things change. Like opinions change, things change. The goalpost has been moved. And it's not a couple weeks ago. The landscape is different. And when the landscape changes, you'd like to think the Jets would adapt and pivot. And that's why I suggested to start the show, you have all these first-round picks. You have all these second-round picks. Get yourself a head coach. Get yourself a quarterback. Get Tomlin, get Joe Burrow, and then go to work, go to town. Instead of just sitting around and having Aaron Glenn be your head coach and hoping you spin the wheel and you land on a quarterback in the draft and that quarterback is the next great QB in the league. Let's go to Moose in Jamaica. What's up, Moose?
What's going on, Louie? How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good evening.
What's happening?
I'd like to get into the Mets and the Yankees, but I first have to call your life advice a load of baloney.
What's that?
It's personal experience. That will tell you why. One, first things first, when I was five and me and my disabled brother broke up a fight between my mother and father, who were like domestic violence, physical altercation, because both of them were cheating on each other. That being said, 2018 comes. I'm on my way to work. I step on the train at 71st Continental Avenue in Queens. From that stop to 34th Street Herald Square, some random girl with a huge wedding ring I've never seen in my life literally bumps and grinds me the whole way there. Every stop she gets off, every stop she gets on. So personally speaking, at that moment tattooed. So personally speaking, I don't care about marriage, it's all about money. Love doesn't matter to me, like relationships, friends with benefits. When I go out, I'm Mr. Steal Your Girl, have some fun, go home. Whether it pays, as the old way of saying, you get paid or laid, whatever, in terms of that aspect. So,
yeah,
but,
Moose, the thing that the problem is, and my friend, is that this is something I discussed, and it's not nobody's fault. This was something I discussed an hour ago, so there's not really a lot of context to what you're saying. Are you referring to when I said that, like, when the Giants are pursuing their head coach here with John Harbaugh, they're being a little too aggressive?
You have to go after you have to aggressively. I let things fall in my lap because I know push comes to shove. I'm non-committal in general. If it's my time to shine and meant to be glory and all that stuff.
I know, I think it's a general, I'm making a generalization where I think there are times where you have to be aggressive and there are times you have to be, you know, a little bit passive. And this is more to the sports thing here. I think the Giants might be in a situation where they're being a little too aggressive with John Harbaugh. And it's like, you don't want to be too pushy and scare him off, but you also don't want to be too passive where he runs off with another team. Like, the Giants should be confident in the fact that they have a franchise young quarterback, The offensive line is a hell of a lot better than it used to be. The D line is great. The number one wide receiver in the room. And then also the great running back room. So I think that.
To rebut that, take what the Golden State Warriors did in 2015. They had a successful run to the Western Conference Finals with Mark Jackson.
Yep.
They thought he was the man, the made man, the one at the altar that was going to get him to the promised land. Steve Kerr then fall in their lap as somebody who's like, I see a new, like, alternative way of
running. Yeah, or a guy that could take us, that could get us to a better destination.
And that fell in their lap. So sometimes you gotta, same thing with the Knicks in terms of, like, they ran well with Thibodeau. Now Mike Brown is in charge of taking them to the promised land with a more emphasis on creative offense, less on defense. Now getting to the Mets and the Yankees. The Mets should go for Tucker. But what are they going to do in center field? You can lay that on me.
Yep.
And with the Yankees, it's more bandages on gashing wounds. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no, you got it, Moose. The Mets, as far as center field, I think that one, either Williams or Benj will have an opportunity. Remember, you also have Tyrone Taylor. They will have an opportunity to earn a job in the outfield. Now, based on where they get, which player they get and the moving pieces here, one of those guys will be manning, I think, the outfield position, whether it's left, whether it's center, you know, Soto's in right, but I could see Soto DH in just a little bit. Maybe it's Cody Bellinger. We'll see. Although the Yankee stuff, it's all over the place. Like, one day he's not signing there. The next day, oh, they're working on it and they're interested in Harrison Bader. Bellinger I like him as a fit for both teams, Yankees and Mets. He would, of course, be the center fielder for the Mets, but the Yankees, that swing at Yankee Stadium, his defense, you know he's comfortable in this market, you know he can shine. I think it would be foolish if the Yankees did not do everything in their power, whether it's go higher on the years or more money or whatever the case may be, but figure out a way to make it work with Bellinger because he's important to your team and you saw it firsthand. And don't allow another guy to spend 1 year on your team and then just walk out of here. That would not be wise. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And quickly, the caller I forgot to answer. Giants in the draft, number 5, Carnell Tate. I would go wide receiver. Even if it's not Tate, I would go. I think they have to get a wide receiver opposite of Neighbors because you need as many guys around Jackson Dart that are playmakers that you possibly can. And Neighbors has shown that he can get hurt at times, so I want to have another either number 1 or, you know, 1A in the room that could step in and or complement Neighbors. So I would target wide receiver with the 5th pick. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Positive Tommy in prime time. We will get back to those calls on the Giants, on the Jets. Mike Tomlin, Joe Burrow, is it a realistic option for the Jets? I think so. I think they should make it happen. Giants, John Harbaugh, the waiting game here. Mets, we are on Kyle Tucker watch. Yankees, they have made a trade, so they have done at least something. We will get into that more. And also, coming up at 10 o'clock, it is the debut of a brand new segment here on After Hours, and it's called Ask Tommy Anything. Well, you'll have an opportunity to call up the radio station, and it doesn't have to be sports. You could ask me anything you want. And, you know, if it all goes well, we'll do it, you know, probably once a week. But I'm excited for that, so get ready for that. And even if you can't, you got somewhere to be in an hour, I'd like you to hang around. But if you can't, at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer on Twitter. You can hit me up with a question on Twitter, and then I'll read it on the air and answer it on the air. All right, sounds good? All right, it's After Hours. It's Lugie here on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.